This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. The U.S. said Sunday it expects that China will retaliate with increased tariffs on U.S. exports. This after President Donald Trump sharply boosts levies on Chinese products headed to the United States. White House Chief Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow said on Fox News Sunday, a new trade deal with China is challenging but worth it in the end.
We have had unfair trading practices all these years. And so, in my judgment, the economic consequences are so small, but the possible improvement in trade and exports and open markets for the United States, this is worthwhile doing.
Kudlow said both sides will suffer from the escalating trade war. In the U.S., he said that maybe the toughest burdens are on farmers who sell soybeans, corn, and wheat to China. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo meets with Russian President Vladimir Putin and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov this week. The visits come as the two countries clash over a number of issues, including Venezuela, Iran, and Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. election. Gunmen killed six people attending mass at a Catholic church in Dablo in northern Burkina Faso Sunday morning. That's according to officials and witnesses. The priest and five churchgoers were among the victims, a witness told VOA. The Roman Catholic faithful in Sri Lanka's capital attended mass Sunday for the first time since the Easter bombings of churches and hotels that killed more than 250 people. Here's churchgoer Sampath Fernando.
Most of the people in our village, they came for the mass. So today is a very happy day for myself.
The Islamic State claimed responsibility for that attack. This is VOA News. Officials in Pakistan say the death toll from the overnight militant raid on a luxury hotel near the China-run strategic port of Gwadar has risen to at least five, including four hotel employees and a Pakistani Navy soldier. Pakistan's military media wing said Sunday security forces have completed clearance operation at the Zaver Pearl Continental Hotel. The statement said all three terrorists who participated in the attack were killed on Saturday. Saudi Arabia says its security forces have killed eight suspected terrorists in the country's eastern Qatif region. The Interior Ministry said the suspects died in a shootout with the forces Saturday on the island of Taro. The government says the men had been planning to carry out a terrorist attack. According to a Reuters witness, Yemen's Houthi movement on Saturday started withdrawing forces from Salif Port in Hodeidah under a UN-sponsored deal stalled for months. The move reviving hopes for peace efforts to end the four-year war. Reuters' Francesca Lana has more.
Last year, the Saudi-backed government and the Iran-aligned Houthis made a pact to pull back troops from Hodeidah, a lifeline for millions of Yemenis. But the peace deal stalled for months amid deep mistrust among the parties, leaving Hodeidah port closed, blocking humanitarian aid from getting to millions of starving people.
That was Reuters' Francesca Lana. The UN is slated to verify the first phase of Houthi troop withdrawal, seen as a key step to end the four-year war in Yemen, on Tuesday. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres praised New Zealand's leadership for upholding their commitment to the Paris Climate Agreement Sunday.
New Zealand is introducing legislation to achieve a fundamental goal that the scientific community has defined as absolutely crucial, which is to reach the end of the century without more than 1.5 degrees, which means achieving carbon neutrality before 2050.
Guterres made the comments after arriving in New Zealand, where he spoke to the media alongside Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern in Auckland. Guterres plans to spend 3 days in the country as part of a trip to the South Pacific to highlight the problems of climate change. Albanian opposition calls for more protests to maintain pressure on the government. The center-right opposition has called for further protests as it continues a months-long effort to bring about the resignation of the left-wing government and force early parliamentary elections. We have more on this story on voanews.com. Go there for the latest. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.